Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Hiya.
All right, we are back. Plenty to talk about this week. Oh, boy. So let's jump right into it. It's funny because we recorded last week, I think, on Wednesday, and the show came out on Thursday, and it was like all of this stuff happened on like Thursday and Friday. I was like, well, Brad, you want to record on Monday? Because like there's enough already.
There we have a full docket of news because our Christmas wish finally came true. You know, several months too late, some would argue, but better late than never.
Yeah, this first story basically does a pretty good job of proving both sides wrong all at once, which I can respect. I can respect it. Apparently the DOJ decided, hey, you know what? We should probably do our jobs. We should take this shit seriously. What a crazy idea. And so they indicted 10 of the Oath Keepers, their founder and leader. So that's 11 Oath Keepers were indicted with sedition charges sedition conspiracy charges for their actions during January 6th. It's kind of a big deal. As this article points out, they really, like, the Justice Department basically escalated significantly, right? Because the rest of these charges have been, like, you know, like, basically, like, conspiracy to, like, interrupt government, you know, happenings, right? Like, okay, that's, like, that doesn't sound that bad, right? But sedition sounds real bad, because it is real bad. The problem
Go ahead. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, the problem here, and it's not so much a problem, but it actually should be this way, is that the burden to get a conviction on sedition charges is incredibly high. Good. It should be
high. Well, on sedition charges, yes, but I'm pretty sure that that's why they are charging them with conspiracy and not sedition, because, like, sedition, like, the way that I've heard like legal scholars talk about it, like you almost have to be successful in order to get successfully charged with sedition. So it's kind of like an oxymoronic charge, because like if you're successful, then in theory, like you're not really gonna have to worry about such a thing. But that's what the conspiracy charge is for, is that this obviously did not succeed, but they're gonna lay the groundwork that, you know, they were definitely trying to do this, which I'm hoping has a lower standard of proof. No one should really be surprised it took this long to get to this point. Much like when you go after like the mafia, you don't just fucking charge, you know, the Don right away. You don't charge the Godfather.
Day one, like boom,
straight off. Done. Yeah, you gotta round up the underlings, and then they give you information that you can then use to round up all the capos. And then once you get all those guys, they give you the information to turn on the Don. So like they're working out, and I'm using the Don, you know, as a bit of a double entendre. Right. But like right now we're getting like the capos, you know, rounded up, because all the foot soldiers are, you know, have gotten hit with their low, you know, their relatively light crimes.
Right.
But they're providing the information that lays the groundwork, hopefully, for, you know, for these bigger fish that they can then trade up for the biggest fish.
Yeah.
The
biggest dumb fish. So I do want to read, the legal code for, sedition conspiracy, just so we're all on the same page here. Quote, if two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place, subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law in the United States, that's important, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under the title of imprisonment, not more than 20 years or both. So there's a good chance these guys could easily eat 20 years. Now, there's also, you know, what does this look like, right? Like, you're right. This is almost like a, you know, dealing with a mob, right? Like you're mm-hmm. kind of rolling people up. Do you give these guys a chance to roll up and be like, maybe we give you 10 instead of 20 years? Or do you go, nah, fuck these guys. And hit these guys with 20 you hit everybody
I think you offer them an olive branch if there's something to be offered. Like, if they can provide you with, like, direct communication with people in, like, the Trump orbit. Like, if you somehow, like if you find, like, communication between, you know, fucking One-Eyed Willie here and
Stuart
and, like,
Mark
Meadows. Yeah. I feel like that's worth, you know, a massive reduction in sentence if you can do that. So
right. And so here's the thing, like, and that may be what's happening, because there is mm-hmm. there is interestingly enough, Stuart Rhodes, he through his attorney has basically started this idea of like, well, you know, our guys were there, like, when the shit went down, because they were basically deputized by the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. That's their argument. And, I mean, the obvious question is, well, who told you that was true? And if there is proof, like, right. If you have, like, documentation or some sort of receipts on that, and they're like, look, when Mike Pence gives the go-ahead for this, you guys rush in and take over the government, you know, like, you do your thing, it's okay by Trump or whatever, then, yeah, no, they're in a world, like, whoever told them that is in a world of trouble. Like,
yeah,
that's it. Like, that's as much as I want to see these guys never see the light of day, I'm 100% okay with them getting 10 years if they roll and just super nail everyone above them. Like,
yeah,
all right, fine, 10 years, whatever. But if they can't, you'll throw the book at these guys. Throw the book at them. But look, like I said earlier, this does prove Merrick Garland's actions here prove that both the left and the right were actually wrong, right? The left said Merrick Garland was doing nothing, which isn't true. And look, I'm a part of that. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm like, dude, where are you on this? Like, these pity-anny prosecutions of, like, the QAnon shaman and all this other bullshit, who cares about that? That stuff is irrelevant. Let's get to the big dogs, right? Like, and there's still other people. There's still other people they gotta go after. So I'm happy to say that I was wrong about that, and I'm glad I was wrong about that. I'd like to think that other people also on the left would be able to admit that they were also wrong, but I doubt it.
Well, again, the problem is that the DOJ, especially, like, even more than regular law enforcement agencies, are very buttoned up about stuff that they're working on. I mean, we talked about it last week, the way that, you know, Ted Cruz was able to try to score points by making it appear as if the FBI had a hand in, you know, the involvement on the day, just because he was asking questions that he knew that the FBI couldn't answer. Like, someone on the Democratic side could have been like, you know, is Ted Cruz an FBI informant? And they would have been like, I can't answer that question. Like, you could have done the same fucking thing.
Incidentally, that's what I would have done as a Democrat. I would have done that, dude. I would have started asking ludicrous questions and be like, no, as you can see, they can't answer these things because that's the way it works. So what this guy was talking about earlier is a bunch of bullshit. Like, come on, man. Like, you use the power you got. Like, you can use it to basically make him look like a fool. And I would just be like, did Ted Cruz's father, was he a part of the JFK assassination? Donald Trump says so. Oh, well, we can't say anything. Oh, that's crazy, Ted. That's wild, dog. I'm sorry. That's crazy. Like, use it. Use the power that you have.
Like did Ted Cruz help plot the January 6th insurrection as revenge against Donald Trump for calling his wife ugly? Like, I can't answer that question.
I cannot answer that. I'm sorry. That's a good question, Representative Eric Swalwell. Like, that's a very good question.
Then he would have had to go back on Tucker Carlson, like, the next night. And, like, you know, my wife is ugly. What can I say? Like,
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Let's just say I didn't marry for her looks, Tucker.
And then Tucker Carlson would have ended the clip with, you know, I just don't believe you. I just don't believe you. You did. So, yeah, look.
But fuck these assholes. Militias suck. Like I said, I still can't get over how poorly written like the Second Amendment is to allow these fucking lunatics to go live on a fucking compound somewhere and, you know, and build themselves up because we're going to overthrow the government. Don't you know, even though all we want to do is suck right-wing dick, we're going to overthrow that government, Jay, because we need a dad to tell us what to do. Like, it's, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, we're gonna overthrow the government to put in people who are authoritarians who will eventually turn on us because they all turn on each other. Like, that is 100% what will happen. But, I mean,
we're going to overthrow the government to install a king. How very libertarian of you, fucking morons.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? A lot. Like, a lot of really bad things. Especially towards you. Because, again, right-wingers, when they get in power, start to eat each other because they eventually, it all breaks down. Because they're all malcontents. Like, they are. That's why the second they get in power is just like, yeah, fuck you, fuck you. And then they start knifing each other. They can't help themselves. I mean, don't get me wrong, it happens on the left too, but not to nearly to the extent or as like vicious as it is on the right. So yeah, look, I think this is obviously a huge deal. But you know, like I said, this proved the people on the left wrong, but this super proved the people on the right wrong, right? The people on the left were just being impatient, which again, I was part of that. I totally understand. People on the right were basically saying, hey, this was nothing but a little riot and it wasn't that big of a deal. And since no one's been charged with sedition, then it's not a big deal.
I don't remember which conservative commentator did it. I think it might have been like Brit Hume, actually, like put out a tweet.
It was Brit Hume.
Yeah, and it was like if this was an insurrection, why hasn't anyone been charged with sedition? And then literally like 4 hours later, like that's what the charges got announced against these guys. Like, good job, journalist Brit Hume, you fucking moron.
Like, just don't tweet that. Like, just don't tweet that. Like, I would immediately have scrambled to my laptop to delete that tweet. like, oh, God.
I mean, he could delete it if he wanted to, but I mean, as we all know, like, the things on the internet don't disappear. Forever. Like that shit lives in infamy. You arguably look worse if you scramble to delete it.
Nah, man, I'd have done it. No. Don't let him read it. No one's reading Brett Hume's tweets anyway. It's four dudes and the guy from Media Matters who's on shift. He's like, oh, fuck. Brett Hume again. So, yeah, no, they made a fool of themselves because that was the right-wing argument, is that if this stuff was so serious, then why aren't we getting treason charges? Why aren't we getting sedition charges? Like, but then, of course, yeah, like, look, we got to get these goalposts a-moving because now they're like, well, not a conviction yet. And so when the conviction, it was only 11 guys, but they were from the Oath Keepers, so it doesn't really count. Like, all right. So, yeah, look, I think Merrick Garland and the DOJ played it, I would say, largely correct, right? Do your case, you take your time, and just do your thing, right? And what this does do is it gives people a sense that maybe they will go after Trump, right? If they're going after these guys with a pretty serious manner and they're trying to roll them up, then maybe they really are. And that's good. That feels good. Will they get it done in time? That is a different question, right? That is a wholly different question.
And what we've seen in this indictment, like, some of this shit's really scary. Like, you know, everyone likes to talk about how, like, oh, like, people at the Capitol, like, they weren't armed with weapons. Like, it couldn't have been that big of an insurrection. Like, these, like, the fucking Oath Keeper dudes literally had a fucking arsenal, like, chilling out at like a Ramada in Arlington somewhere, waiting until they kind of seized the Capitol, and then we're going to rush the fucking weapons in, essentially, to maintain control of it. Like, they had a coordinated plan, you know, the competence of which, who knows, because a lot of these guys tend to be fucking morons, but when you have idiots that have a lot of guns, that usually doesn't bode too well in most of those situations. So.
Well, but the Oath Keepers are, like, pretty heavily armed and are generally pretty heavily well-trained. Like, that's their whole thing. It's like, you know, Stuart Rhodes is, like, former Ranger, I believe, something like that. I know he wanted to be a Green Beret, but I think he ended up being a Ranger. Like, these guys know their shit, right? These guys are not to be toyed with. That being said, that's why I think they should do fucking max time. Unless you got some fucking juicy shit, you should do max time. And look, part of the reason why, like, it's interesting because Rhodes was the big name, right? It was like Rhodes is indicted and arrested, and then 10 other Oath Keepers, right? Like, that's kind of how they played the news. And Rhodes is important for many reasons. One, he's the founder and the guy who runs the Oath Keepers, but he never went into the building, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, that says a lot about what they know about him, right? Because it's one thing to snag the guys who are inside with the fucking Oath Keeper hats on, you fucking idiots. We're so proud of ourselves. Okay, like, you know, keep your face covered. Don't let them know who you are. Like, no, there's Tim. Tim from the Oath Keepers. Tim at oathkeepers.org, right? So, like, those guys are fucking morons. But Rhodes was smart enough not to go in. But he was obviously in D.C. and, like, in communication, giving orders and things like that to these people inside. But what that tells me is that guy clearly was involved in some deeper shit. And the guys that he was communicating with were well coordinated to do some really terrible, deeper shit. So hit him up. That's fine by me, man. Like, I don't feel sorry for Stuart Rhodes. I don't feel sorry, like, ever. I don't feel sorry for any of these guys. you could toss them into the Anacostia River as far as I'm concerned. Like, just by itself. That seems like torture, right? Because it's so polluted. But all that being said, yeah, and look, for people who were like, oh, shit, that's Stuart Rhodes, like, I don't want to make fun of that guy, right? Like, because that guy's got one eye, like, and he probably, like, lost it in some sort of military thing. Worry not.
I know. It wasn't a military thing. It was just a gun handling accident, not in the military, because he's being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and he shot himself in the face. So, no, feel free to make fun of Stuart Rhodes.
That's fine. Yeah, he literally fucking Ralphied himself.
Yeah. He shot his eye out. Incidentally, he was I believe at the time he was like a gun safety trainer, which is hilarious. You moron. But I know people are going to go, well, he's not a moron. He went to Yale. Yeah, that's great. You still shot yourself in the face. So, oh, well, I hope you do hard time. And look, you ain't no spry chicken, Stuart. So you get 20 years.
He's in his late 50s.
You probably ain't going to make it, dog. Like, that's a wrap for you. That's a wrap for you. 20 years? 20 years? Nah. And look, you're former military too. So they could pull a military court for you. Like, once you get out of the military, you ain't really out of the military. Like, that's not how that works.
Is that a fact? Even if you're charged with civilian crimes, you can still be charged with military.
I don't know if you're charged with civilian crimes. And that's a good question. I'd have to look that up. But if you are former military and you do something, yes, they can absolutely pull a military court to deal with you, which is fucking terrifying if you really fuck up. You're like, oh no, I'm sorry. You're like, nah, but I retired 20 years ago. That's not long enough, is it?
So fucking call Daniel Cavi and get his ass on the line.
Hey, can't handle the truth. You need Stuart Rhodes thought he was sitting at his, you know, at his base or whatever, like, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. They're like, we don't need you on that wall. We don't want you on that wall. Relax. Your depth perception is not great. See, I'm just being a dick for no reason. But fuck that guy. Fuck those guys. Good. I hope they get everything that they have coming to them. I really do. All right. Next up is an interesting and incredibly frustrating story. So Supreme Court in a 6-3 ruling basically, as this article says, upholds the COVID pandemic.
It's very good.
I mean, one could make certainly an argument about it. The high court struck down OSHA's OSHA's testing mandate, but left a vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in place. So basically, there was a whole idea like that Biden had put out this edict that these large businesses needed to have, you know, vaccine mandates or testing mandates for their employees. And he used OSHA to do that, right? But who basically OSHA is the organization that says, like, this is how you handle your business. Like, these are things that you have to do, right?
Workplace safety regulations, basically.
Right. So well within their constitutional rights, even though the right seems to believe that, like, OSHA doesn't have the right to do that. Not true. They absolutely have the right to do that. But the Supreme Court, being as conservative as it is, decided to strike this down. And of course, like this, like I read, they did keep the requirement for healthcare workers in place, proving that they understand the importance of this, but they don't want to fuck with business.
And it's really fucking frustrating because what this does not do is it does not prevent states from implementing their own requirements. And so the states that are taking this shit seriously will probably have stricter requirements placed in their businesses and they will save lives. And the states that aren't taking it seriously, which are primarily Republican states that have a lot of people in them, will just continue letting their folks die, essentially, and catch COVID and do all that stuff. And like the liberal justice even pointed out, like, you know, there's Justice Sotomayor talking about, you know, mentioning like there's no vaccine. Like the thing is that makes this like fine. Like there, the ruling being struck down was basically them, the court saying, oh, like, you know, OSHA doesn't have the ability to regulate public health more broadly, but this doesn't have a vaccine requirement. Like it says you can be vaccinated or you have to get tested frequently.
Right.
Was it once a week or once every 2 weeks? I can't remember what it was. But they weren't telling people, oh, you have to go get the vaccine. They were saying, hey, if you're vaccinated, thanks. If you're not, you have to get tested because you have to show that you're not bringing COVID into these work environments. It's fucking, like you said, it's frustrating, but expected. I mean, we shouldn't at all be surprised that this is the outcome. And again, this isn't the ruling. This is just injuncting until they actually hear the case. Like they struck it down for now. They'll actually have to hear the case later on.
Spoiler alert, how that's going to go.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But by the way, like this is also a fantastic bellwether for those of you on the left who should be paying attention. If you have all these magical things that you think that Joe Biden can just do with the stroke of a pen sitting in the Oval Office, don't forget that you have this big fucking 600-pound gorilla on the left here, or sorry, on the right rather, that's called the Supreme Court, that can take anything that six conservative justices deem against Republican ideals and just knock it the fuck down, and they have the final say. Because they are the law of the land, or they decide what the law of the land is. And because you guys couldn't bring yourself to fucking vote for Hillary Clinton in big enough numbers in certain states, we have three more people put on that court that Donald Trump got to decide.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, that Mitch McConnell got to decide.
I get to go on the court. The Federalist Society got to decide. Yeah. Depending on however you want to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that people are all about, you know, removing student debt. You think that won't get challenged? You think that won't get thrown to the Supreme Court? Okay. You look, does it hurt Republicans? No. Does it help Democrats? Yeah, they're going to take that shit to the Supreme Court. Doesn't fucking matter.
They'll try.
And you think the Supreme Court won't fucking knock it down? Okay.
Well, that might be a little different just because I don't know how much say the court has on like budgetary issues, like because you can. There's a lot of different ways that you could kind of finagle that.
Yeah, like I hear you, but what I'm saying is even if this is an injunction, right? Even if they aren't ruling on it, they can hold it up long enough.
They could put a stay on it,
right? They can hold it long enough till a Republican gets in office and fucking kill it.
Right.
They can. Like, there's nothing that's easy at this point. And it's because of exactly what you said. Because you did not give the Supreme Court you didn't even try to make it balance. You just ceded that shit to Republicans.
Right. But that's it. My message was even more to those people who are just like getting fucking out of their minds about like, why doesn't Joe Biden just do something about voting rights magically? Like, no, that's going to go to SCOTUS immediately. And by the way, like, it's just, it's fucking hilarious because if we go back to 2017, out of the interest of public safety, they decided, quote unquote, they decided to uphold, they decided to allow the Muslim ban to stay in place, if you recall correctly, the court did, until they got to adjudicate the case.
Right.
But apparently like an actual fucking disease that's ravaged the world that has resulted in the deaths of, what are we, over 600,000 Americans?
Dude, what, like?
3/4 million Americans? I don't even know the number.
Dude, I think we're getting close to, like, let me check, but pretty sure, like, we're not far from, like, 800-900 million or 900,000. Yeah.
So that doesn't pass the sniff test, but, you know, banning foreign travel from countries that just happen to, you know, be majority Muslim populations, we have to make sure that that's allowed.
Dude, we are at 851,000 deaths.
Cool. So we're almost at a million.
Almost at a million. We'll hit a million. We will hit a million.
Yeah.
Well, we need like
summer. Before summer, probably.
Probably. We are like losing like 2,000 people a day, I think it is, on average.
Right. But again, like I said, don't really want people to die. But since it seems to be happening primarily majority Republican states, it really sucks. I really wish you guys had better representatives to keep you alive, but
yeah,
they don't care about you. As long as you vote for them, they really couldn't give two shits.
No, they really couldn't. They quite literally couldn't. What's interesting is just looking at this, not to get too much into COVID. By the way, 5.5 million people have died worldwide of COVID, which is incredible. That's fucking incredible. But California is number one. Obviously, California is the biggest state. That makes sense, right? I'm sure, you know, Republicans would be like, see, California has got the most deaths. Like, yeah, well, like, let's look at per capita.
They have the most people.
Yeah, like, that's kind of how that works. It's funny because more people want to live there than anywhere else in the U.S. because why? Never mind. Don't think about it too much, conservatives. Just don't. Second biggest state is obviously Texas, incredibly conservative. Now,
I would have my money on Florida as number two, honestly.
Number three. They're number three. Yeah. They're not far behind, though. But but the cases versus deaths are interesting. That's where that's where you're dealing with more like per capita and like how people are being taken care of and like the ability of those hospitals to maneuver in these situations. That's where it's super interesting, right? California, 7.14 let's just say 7 million cases. Mm-hmm. Deaths, 78,000 deaths. Wow, that's a lot of deaths, right? 78,000. Texas, remember, California is 7 million cases. Texas, 5.5 million cases, 77,000 deaths. That's a lot less cases. That's 1.5 million less cases and only less than 1,000 less deaths. All right, you tell me Texas is awesome. I look at the numbers. Like, Florida has 5 million cases, 63,000 deaths. Right? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, that's insane.
And it really just simply does boil down to, especially with all the statistics that we've been seeing lately, if you're unvaccinated, you stand a lot higher of a chance of having something really bad happen.
Yeah.
And if you're vaccinated, you might still get it, but you'll probably be mostly okay, assuming you don't have any long COVID symptoms thereafter, which a lot of folks are still dealing with, even if they are vaccinated. So, like, you still have to be super careful. But if you're unvaccinated, it's like walking onto a fucking firing range without like a bulletproof vest or something like that. Like you're just fucking, you're begging something to happen to you.
Yeah,
you're begging for something to happen to you. A client of ours at work, literally had like lost both his parents and his sister, I think, or Jesus. Like one of his siblings within like 6 days of each other, essentially, Jesus which Christ. Is just a amount of suffering that I can't fathom. Like that's an insane like catastrophe level like event thing to kind of to happen to one person.
Yeah, that's awful. And the thing is, politically standing, I don't care what your view on vaccines are. I don't care where you are politically. That nobody deserves that. No one deserves that. Like they don't. No one deserves to lose those kind of like close relatives like at a clip like that. That's horrifying. Yeah. That's horrifying. Like it's unnecessary, but the Supreme Court thinks, hey, why don't we just double down on bullshit? This seems like a great idea.
I mean, unnecessary is probably the best way to describe it. Like, and fucking, here's a quote from Sam Alito. He was talking to the Solicitor General while they were giving testimony. And he said, you know, he asked the administration if it would accept a brief stay. Or, quote, if we do that, are you going to say, well, they're causing people to die every day? Yeah, we are going to fucking say that you're causing people to die because you guys couldn't just uphold this. And again, like, you're not harming anything. All you're doing is keeping people safe. Might some people lose their jobs? Yes, but we've been dealing with this shit for 2 years now.
Right.
Like, if you're not willing to fucking do what needs to be done to protect people, yourself and people around you,
I don't.
Then
care
don't
if
be
you
a part of society.
Right.
We like, live in a society.
Right. Like George Costanza is right, guys. Like it. But to me, it's a lot of excuses. Right. It's a lot of like bullshit excuses. Well, I can't because my religion says it. Yo, show me where in the Bible or the Quran it says anything about vaccines. Yo, come on, yo, like come on, knock it off. It doesn't. The only group of religious people that I think probably could make an argument are Jehovah's Witnesses and like Christian Scientists, because they are like really wacky when it comes to like any level of medicine. And like, I'm not trying to like judge too hard, but like Christian Scientists, like don't call yourself Christian Scientists. Like you're not. You don't believe in science. Not at all. And like Jehovah's Witnesses don't even believe in like blood transfusions, right? So like, I don't have to agree with that or whatever, but I can at least be somewhat sympathetic to the consistency of their arguments. You know, if you're just like a Catholic, no, dude. Like, oh, well, I'm a Baptist, so I don't believe in vaccines. None of that's true. None of that is true. Because all of you and your goddamn 48 kids, you Catholics, are all vaccinated because they're in public school. Knock it off. Like, it's bullshit. Now, if none of your kids are vaccinated and you're also not vaccinated, cool, show me your card or whatever where it says that, and then I'll give you a pass. But if you have any vaccines, and especially if you have kids and you have any of them vaccinated, I don't want to hear shit from you. It's bullshit. You're using politics as a way of standing against a thing that is getting, that is trying to lessen the amount of people who are dying. So no, I'm not buying it. Not buying it at all.
I'm glad you have the tolerance for people to accept their accepted consistent religious principles. I can't imagine, you know, living in your spiritual mumbo jumbo when actual science exists. Like, you're literally saying, yes, I see this thing with my eyes that's in front of my face, but I have this thought in my head.
Brad, I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just trying to be, look,
I get you're trying to be nice, but that it's not cynical enough for me, Jay. It's not cynical enough for 2022.
That's true. That's
God
true.
God damn it.
Double down on cynicism.
That's right.
That's Brad's whole thing.
Down on cynicism, triple down on atheism. Let's fucking
go. Wow. All right. Wow. This guy. Look, you're never going to get invited to CPAC. Like, I'll tell you that, Brad.
No, I'm not. Nor will I get invited to like the fucking church that I saw the video for today where the pastor like spit on his hand and then rubbed it all over the dude's face. Like, what the fuck is that shit?
I saw a still image and I was like, I'm not watching this. I'm not. Like, I'm not.
You should be glad you didn't.
Nah, yo.
You should be glad you didn't because the pastor like built up to it. Like he fucking... Like it's like we're watching fucking Fear Factor or something. Like, he was like, you know, building a crescendo. Building some dramatic tension. And then he literally wiped fucking mucus on this man's face, Jay. This man allowed this man to do something that if someone did it to him in public, he would have punched him right in the fucking face.
No.
Look, and it would have been justified.
Look, here's my thing with spitting. Spitting is one of the most disrespectful things you can do to somebody. You spit on someone, that is one of the most disrespectful things.
Unless you're in the Dune universe, then it's very respectful.
In the what universe? I'm sorry?
In the Dune universe.
Okay, that's true. That's true. You're just helping somebody out. This is like, you know, it's really hot here. So that being said, I feel like you spit on me. That is giving me carte blanche to beat you so hard into the face. Like, yo, you're getting blasted into the face. Like you just are. Like, I can't, if somebody spit in my face, like spit on me, anywhere on me, we're fighting. Like, we're fighting. We are fighting. Like, and we're not even fighting. I'm just going to just full on sucker punch you in the mouth. Like, I just am.
It's not even like a thought out reaction. It's instinct.
No.
Like,
you gotta get fucked up for that.
like my son has not knowing what he was doing spit in my face before, but like he was being intentional, but like not realizing how disrespectful
right,
it is. And like you immediately,
you can't help it.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Cause all kids have that. Like they go through the, like that spitting phase. I was like, my daughter did that. I was like, knock that shit off. Like knock it off. Like knock it off. Like don't do that. That is, look, you don't want these problems. You don't want these problems. Like, you got to relax. But yeah, no, it's, no, I would have punched that guy in the mouth. Like I would have punched that guy. Like he's a pastor. I'd be like, yeah, well, you fucked up.
Like you do that. We're about to fight.
Yeah. Like, nah, yo. Mm-mm.
Nope. Like the message is nasty. Like, so is your face about to be, if you fucking touch me like, with that mucus hand.
Nah,
get the fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ. I can't imagine. I cannot imagine, Brad. I cannot imagine. So yeah, look, I think this is, I think, you know, getting back to the SCOTUS, this is a profoundly huge mistake on their part. I think that's obvious. And I don't think they care. I don't think conservatives care. I think they think that eventually
they'll just burn itself out
and like, it won't matter.
Well, plus they've already like, you know, it's job done for them for a while. I mean, as long as fucking Alito and Thomas want to hang out, They're going to have a definitive majority on the court for an unknown number of years. And I'd imagine that Clarence Thomas is going to be hanging around until either A, he dies, or B, another Republican president comes into power with the Republican Senate.
Yeah.
And then he'll bounce. I'm frankly a little surprised that he didn't leave
during Trump
this past year. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised by that as well. Like, yeah. I thought for sure that he was out while Trump was still in power. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, how long is he going to hang on, dude? He's getting up there.
I mean, like, he's in his 70s now, right? That's not that old.
I mean, he's not in the best of shape.
Wait, no, he's probably older than that. Hang on. How old is Clarence Thomas? Because he was put on in 91, so he's been on there for 30 years. This is riveting radio.
Dead air.
So he's 73. Man, they put him on the court. He was 43 years old.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, look, he's done a lot of damage
all right.
over time.
He has. Man. He has. Him and Alito are about the same age. Alito's 71.
Yeah. So.
By the way, Stephen Breyer, retire, please. For fuck's sake. What are
won't.
You doing?
He won't. He won't. And he won't
you better,
do
you
it
better
before
do it, You better do it this year. You better fucking do it this year.
Because those guys have, like, they lose all perspective. They lose all perspective. They do. They lose all perspective.
There's so many.
I mean, look, I love, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I do. But she lost all perspective. You should have retired, man. You should have retired under Obama. You should have fucking, like, I'm done. Give me a Ruth Bader Ginsburg Jr. and go.
That are so, like, Washington-brained. That when they're in that fucking city for too long, like you're right, they just lose the ability to see outside of this weird bubble where, you know, bipartisan utopia supposedly exists. Like, I don't know how you can fucking see that.
Get
but like, you're right. Like these people on the court delude themselves. And this is true on both sides of the fence, delude themselves into thinking that they and all of their brethren are, you know, free of bias and free of objection. Yet all these rulings seem to keep getting divided across partisan lines. Funny
weird.
That.
Weird.
Funny that.
Weird, Brad. Don't even think about it. It's totally weird.
Nope.
Yeah, so I think the OSHA ruling or injunction is a huge mistake. Next up, this is wild. I forgot to change the link for this. I should have. But Senator Mitt Romney says that the Republican National Committee would be nuts. That's his quote. Would be nuts to block GOP candidates from participating in presidential debates, because the RNC seems to be gearing up for maybe we don't have our candidates participate in presidential debates, guys. Because guess what? We ain't got no fucking policies, so what the fuck are we going to talk about?
That's right.
Because that's what it really comes
down to. And I think they're also just like getting ready for Trump to be the candidate, and they don't want to expose him on a debate stage again, because much like he's done in every other debate that he's fucking had, he's going to get the brakes beat off of him because he's a fucking idiot that doesn't know how to debate anything.
I mean, look, dude, I literally have a shirt that says, "Will you shut up, man?" Joe Biden. Which is awesome. I don't wear it often, but it is a good shirt. Like, we had a presidential candidate tell another presidential candidate to shut up. Oh, no, excuse me. A presidential candidate tell the president to shut up. And everyone was like, I mean, Joe Biden is correct.
Agreed.
Like, yeah.
Well, and here's the biggest issue that I have with this. So the RNC's, like I said, they're talking about pulling out of debates unless, you know, the rules are changed to somehow make it fair to let what their candidates say fucking crazy nonsense and not get penalized for it, but whatever. The problem is that there will be no consequence for this, because the rightful consequence, if you have one party that says, I'd like to debate, and one party that's like, we're not going to debate, would be, okay, so the one party that would like to debate, we're going to let you have TV time during the debate slot, and we'll have someone ask you tough questions, and you'll have to answer them and stand on your record, and then the other candidate just will not get seen. But that's not going to happen. We're going to have exactly what happened last year, where, you know, during the COVID shit, where they're like, oh, we can't have an in-person debate. And so we're going to do a special with Joe Biden, and he's going to talk to do a town hall. And then NBC, of all networks, being like, well, we're going to get Trump on. This is going to be great. And we'll run him against each other. It'll be like a debate, but not at all.
And, yeah, and not at all. Unless, like, not at all. Guys.
Unless, in, at all. Which, again, provided some excellent sound bites, because Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, she lit into his ass.
Is an amazing interviewer.
Yeah, she lit into his ass.
Which is great. But the point is that the media is not disciplined enough to force to make the other party pay the price they should pay for pulling out of these debates, which is to not get exposure. And like of course, like, you know, the Republican candidate could go on Fox News and get jerked off by the fucking Nimrods on there if they wanted to, but that's not the same thing as having, you know, broadcast TV, you know, time.
And reasonable people, not people who think Fox News is real news, but reasonable people will recognize, like, dude, that dude just went on Fox News. Get the fuck out of here. That's just bullshit.
Right.
It'd be like, I don't know, Bernie Sanders, like, I'm not going to do a debate, and then going on MSNBC. People would be like, this seems like bullshit. Like, it seems like bullshit. Like, it seems like bullshit. Like, dude, just go on. Like, you can have an MSNBC debate with you and another candidate, but you can't bail and then do a one-on-one with, like,
yeah,
with some liberal host. Like, that's bullshit. It doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I don't I'm not buying the RNC's bullshit here. Like I think they are 100% willing to do this. But I think you're right. It's preparing for Trump, right? Or Ron DeSantis or some other moron that they know can't actually handle the debate. Look, if you believe in this candidate and you believe in their policies, why am I saying this candidate? If you believe in whatever dude you're going to pick, because it's not going to be a woman, let's get real. If you believe in them, then put them up for a debate. To me, it runs under the same auspices as, like gerrymandering or the Electoral College. If you believe in these candidates and you believe in what they have to say, then put them up in a fair race.
Right.
Democrats don't have any problem with doing one person, one vote, because we believe in the candidate. We believe in the message of our party. You don't actually believe in any of the shit that you say. You have to cheat to win.
But yet another fucking slide toward authoritarian principle. It's not, you know, fucking Vladimir Putin's not out there having debates with his, you know, contenders in the fucking elections, you know.
Right.
It's like Lukashenko's not having debates with anybody in fucking Belarus. Like, it's just one more authoritarian shit to add to the fucking quiver that we've seen with them so far. It's nuts.
I mean, I would like to see the media, like you said, they're not disciplined enough, but I would love to see the media handle it like Georgia handled it. Oh, did you not want to debate John Ossoff? All right. Good evening. Here's a night with John Ossoff. Like, that's it. Like, and he just fucking styled on that guy for fucking 2 hours. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to enter into the debates because what reason? Because you don't like that they ask questions? They're not going to give you a bunch of softball bullshit questions? No, tough. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't even think the questions are that difficult. They're not that difficult. Like, you're a presidential candidate. You are supposed to know this shit.
It's truly like the newsroom fucking scene come to life. Like when they had like the RNC guys come to fucking Newsnight and they showed the, like the mock debate and they were asking like the real questions. They're like, "What are you doing? Like, you're gonna make our guys look like idiots." And they're like, "Well, if they can't answer these fucking questions, they probably are idiots and don't need to run for president."
Yeah, yo, like that scene. That show got canceled way too early. But that scene of them doing the mock debate was one of the most brutal things I've ever seen. It was like, Michelle Bachmann, you say you believe in angels. What's that like? It was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, you can't ask that nutcase that shit, but you should be able to. Like, if you say that shit on Twitter and you say that shit when you're just, doing your thing, then we should be able to bring it up in a debate. And you should have to explain to people that God talked to you and told you to run for president. Cool. What did he say? And if you lose, is God wrong? Yeah. Like, she don't want to answer that shit. Good.
Yeah.
Then stop saying that dumb shit. And like, but I want to hear someone ask her though. I really do. Like, I would want to ask that question. I'm like, cool. That's what you said. If you lose, is God wrong? I thought God was infallible. Like,
so what you're saying is that somehow you are going to get Thugs of News to be debate moderators for one of the presidential debates in 2020.
They couldn't handle
it. That would be incredible.
They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle us. They couldn't. No way, dude. No way. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump, the fuck is your problem? That's my only question. How can I trust you when you don't even know how to eat a steak properly?
What is your preferred steak temperature? Well done.
That is a
shoe.
No, as I saw a meme the other day, I was telling my wife, it's not a well done steak. After well done, it's just a congratulations. Like, congratulations, you've cooked all of the flavor out of this steak. It's
dead. Donald Trump, this has nothing to do with your campaign, but I have in front of you on the lectern a copy of Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. Can you please read it to everybody?
You want me to read it? Like with my mouth and my face? Donald Trump, you seem like a borderline illiterate. Why should you be president? I'm just saying. Like, I don't think it makes any sense to support any candidate who's unwilling to do a straight up debate. Look, the RNC is still mad because Cokie Roberts fucking called Mitt Romney out for saying a lie and then hit his ass with the truth. They're mad that it was a truth. They aren't mad that she called him out necessarily, but they're mad that it was the truth and he was proven wrong. And that hurt him. And it's like, yeah, you shouldn't be able to say bullshit in a debate. Someone should call you out. Oh, you never said that. She was like, January 4th, here's what he said. He said that shit. And Obama was just like, oh, shit, what happened? Like, he didn't have to say anything. Because the whole time, what was the thing he said? Please proceed, Governor. Like, look, yo, I know what I said. You about to walk your ass right into a fucking landmine. Go ahead, please proceed. And he did. And so they got mad because the news media actually called him out. What I would like to see is a Republican Party that is actually willing to take those debates and be like, cool, we're willing to have a fact checker right there and fact check the shit. If you truly believe what you said is real, then own the shit. Really own it. Because guess what? If that happened, you motherfuckers would never win a debate. You would never win.
I mean, they really don't. I mean, the last debate that they won by, like, any legitimate degree was, like, the first Romney-Obama debate.
Yes.
That was pretty much it.
Yep. And then Obama was like, oh, I got some rest. And then he whooped that ass the rest of the debate. Crushed.
And then we had five debates with fucking Donald Trump as the presidential candidate.
Dude. Remember when he was just like stalking Hillary around?
Yeah, like just walk around on stage like a fucking lost child.
Like, what are you doing?
Why are you creeping on Hillary Clinton?
Like, I got to say, that's if I have any big issue with Hillary Clinton is that she did not throw just a hard, sharp elbow just behind her for no reason. Like, bah! Get out of here.
You're like, what are you doing back there? Like, just stand at your podium. Can you not fucking stand still?
That would have actually been hilarious if she turned around and like, what are you doing? He's like, you can see me? Yes, dude. Go sit down. The fuck is your problem? But yeah, no, the debates under Trump Like from the time that it was in the general, well, actually from the time it was in primaries, Trump in the primaries up until debating Biden those two times, two or three times, were a shit show because he's a shit show. Like, never forget that they debated on whether Trump had a small dick in the primary, but him and Marco Rubio. Yeah, this guy's talking about my hands. There's definitely nothing wrong with my hands, you know, giant penis.
There's no problem. No problem. I can assure you.
All right, dude, we get it. You have a huge dick. Except he doesn't.
Like, he literally won the Republican nomination by just insulting the other candidates. Like, he didn't campaign on any policy. He just fucking shit talked them. And Republicans are like, that's the fucking guy right there.
Yeah, I don't believe in policy either. I don't give a I don't believe in it. I'm not interested in policy either. I'm only interested in the fucking show. Like, there was a report today, I didn't put it on the docket, that Trump has been bad-talking DeSantis to people, saying he's not... I mean, right. Like, that's his biggest threat.
Because he's a threat, so...
But he said he's... basically, he's like... He lacks charisma. He's too boring to be president. It's like... Dude, being president is not a game show. You're just supposed to know policy and do the right things, right? Now, I think DeSantis is criminally, criminally underqualified to be president because he is, what's the word, a moron, right? but him not being, like, interesting and hip enough is not the reason why he should be disqualified from being president. It's because he's a fucking idiot. But for Trump, he's, like, he's not flashy enough, like... But that's not the job. The job isn't to be flashy. It's the really job not. Is to do the job. Like, go in there, fucking, you know, maneuver people where you need to, do foreign policy where you need to, you know, make hard-ass decisions where you need to, go into a shelter or a bunker when you need to, when the Capitol is being attacked. But, of course, you sent those people, so you're fine. It's on the side. Like, those are the things you're supposed to do. This guy was like, I don't know, just give him a cliffhanger at the end of the week and come back on Monday. Like, dude, it's not a fucking game show.
I'll tell you somebody else who's probably criminally unqualified to be president, and I'm just bringing this up just because I want to make Jay so angry that he wants to just fucking throw his microphone across the room. So there's no, like, actual reporting on this. This has been floated by Amy Siskind on Twitter, who's not a reporter, so, like, but she has people that she knows in D.C., and she's, you know, connected.
I'm holding my microphone. Yes, go ahead.
She's hearing that part of the act that a person has that's going on in Congress right now.
I've heard about this.
Part of that act is that this person wants to run for president in 2024 and thinks that they could make a run at being the Democratic nominee.
This is Kirsten Sinema, isn't it?
It's Kirsten Sinema.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, can you imagine the level of trouncing she will receive in the primary against Joe Biden? What is she going to do? What you doing? They're going to light your ass on fire in that primary, yo. Oh, Joe Biden would eat her fucking lunch, dude. Like, whatever you think about Joe Biden, and I don't care how left you are or whatever, dude, no one is voting for her over Joe Biden. No one. She literally might not receive a single vote. Like, that's insane to me. That's insane. The fact that she would even consider it shows me, like, if that is in fact true, the level of delusion that goes on in that woman's head. Like, that is, like, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. I'm going to run for president. Go ahead. Go ahead. Please, by all means, do.
Because that means you won't run for Senate, so get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it. Okay. I mean,
doesn't seem like a good idea to me, but you do you.
Yeah, that seems like a wild move, man. I'm coming for you, Joe. Oh, do you mind if I call you Joe? You call me whatever you want. How about Mr. President? Because I'm not going to lose to you. Kick you in the fucking teeth over this. Get out of here. I think the RNC backing out of debates is, I think we can all agree, it's pretty fucking pathetic. Honestly, it's just pretty fucking pathetic. All right, next up, Brad. You got this one. I will switch the view for our fans. You want to cue this one up?
Ready to hear some wild shit out of the mouth of the potential GOP frontrunner in 2024?
All right, here we go. This is what, 14 seconds?
Yeah.
I have not heard this clip. I may throw my microphone. Here we go.
Be a lot sharper the next time when it comes to counting the vote. There's a famous statement, sometimes the vote counter is more important than the candidate, and we can't let that ever, ever happen again. They have to get tougher and smarter, and a lot of...
All right.
A famous saying, Jay, that the person counting the votes is way more important than the fucking candidate. That's true in a dictatorship, perhaps.
Dude, who said that? Vladimir Putin? Like, who said it? You know, who said it? Pinochet?
By the way, I didn't notice this until just when I'm watching the clip this now. Did you notice he has like a little miniature, like, presidential dais on his desk?
Hold on.
Behind him?
All right, we're going to play it again. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, God.
It'll be a lot sharper the next time when it comes to counting the vote. There's a famous statement, sometimes the vote counter is more important than the candidate, and we can't let that ever, ever happen again. They have to get tougher and smarter, and a lot of...
Oh my God, I hate him.
Why does he have a mini lectern sitting on a fucking coffee table?
Oh God, I don't know
why. That's so weird.
We discussed this in the premium section. He has a little Mount Rushmore in his office that has his face on it.
I swear psycho, he just wanted to be president just to get like these little fucking tchotchkes that he's allowed to have. He's like, do you get to walk away with a deck of the playing cards that have the seal on them? I heard from the movie Dave that when you leave the White House, you basically get all the packs of cards. Many of you know Trump Plaza has cards. Now I have president cards. Maybe they'll be the cards that we put in Trump Plaza. What? Oh, they closed it? When? 5 years ago. Why? Bankrupt.
Yeah, that tracks.
I don't know what your fake news. Fake news.
It's still open. You can still go. Jesus Christ. I'm amazed that he was like, yo, I said the loud part. Or the soft part loud and the loud part soft. Like,
that's what we're talking about. If this clip had been like dug up like as part of like a secret fucking trove that people had like pried out of the fucking, you know, hands, like this would be like a major splash. But instead, like, people are just posting this shit on Twitter and just like, nothing to worry about there. We're just talking about making sure we install vote counters that are sympathetic to our cause to make sure that they count the votes fairly, because that's why we lost the last time, because clearly vote counting.
Right. It has nothing to do with actually winning, or that we don't have any policies, or that after 4 years I was so fucking hated. It's nothing to do with any of those things. It has everything to do with the fact that the vote counters were corrupt or evil. Okay. Incidentally, not that I think he would win. I think he would lose. But I don't know. I'm not going to be definitive about that. But I think he would lose if he ran again in 2024. I think Joe Biden would beat him again. Because I just think that Americans are like,
on the merits, I think he would. But, I mean, who the fuck knows? Like, if you're able to get if you're able to get these insane people installed into prominent positions in state government, who the fuck knows what'll happen?
Right.
And then, again, like, again, it's wild to me that conservatives, like, don't think past that point. They're like, we'll get these crazy people in. We'll fucking do some nonsense with the election. Throw it in dispute. Throw it to the House where we have an advantage, because it's you know, based on state delegation, not based on representation. And then everything's going to be fine. And we'll wake up tomorrow and everything will be great. As if fucking liberals aren't going to be on the streets every fucking day for that entire fucking presidency.
I can tell you right now. That idea that, like, a lot of liberal folks have had about, like, massive strikes, you could see it happen. I think you could see it happen. Like, I think you could legitimately see people in this country go, you know what? Fuck you. Like, what you did, we know what you did was wrong. We're not willing to go in the streets and, like, destroy things and kill people now because this is not who we are. That's cool.
Yeah,
we're going to grind this country to a halt. We will destroy it. We'll destroy it. And conservatives, oh, we'll keep working. Okay. There's more of us than there are you. Like, they just be like, all right. Like, bye.
Why, like, can't I get a burrito? Oh, shit. Chipotle's not open. Why?
Hey, I can't send my kid to school. How about that? How about
that? Yeah, good luck. Good luck working when there's no one to fucking watch your kid during the day.
Because guess what? Look, teachers unions, that's a firmly Democratic situation, my man. Like, you can't afford that. Teachers just walk out and be like, oh, we stealing democracies today? Cool. Guess what? Make sure after you get done stealing, you make sure you feed little junior and teach them math today. Because I'm not going into fucking work. And I think the teachers union would back them. Massive fucking walkouts, dude. So again, you can try it if you want to. I don't think it would be good. I don't think it would be good. And I don't see people just going, well, that sucks. I guess I just got to go into work. No, dude. Nope. I don't think so. Oh, what are you going to do? Like, we'll be fine because nothing's going to be happening. Like, everything grinds to a fucking halt. Yeah. So try it if you want. But look, you know, Trump saying the soft part loud, like, I don't think if he runs, I'm talking legitimately, I think he would lose. Yeah. And of course, yeah, they'll try some fucking bullshit shenanigans. But I think it is a really dangerous idea that the RNC thinks that this is the guy to back.
I don't think they have a choice.
They better figure it out, man.
Honestly, like, if you truly, and this is a wild thing to say, but it's fucking true. If you truly care about democracy in this country, like if you truly believe in the American experiment, you almost have to, like, throw the election if you're the RNC, like, and just take some L's for a little bit and rebuild that party from the ground up, because, like, they don't have a choice, because the will of their voters want this fucking guy, or at least an appreciable percentage of their voters want this fucking guy that they can't ignore him. And then they have enough people on the other side that are willing to just fucking hold their nose and come along for the ride because they want tax breaks or some shit. But if you truly care about democracy, like, you would literally just be like, we're not running this guy. We're not letting him run. If he runs, he's going to have to do it as an independent. We're going to run legitimate Republican candidates, and you're going to do that knowing that obviously Trump is going to go out there and split the vote with a legitimate Republican, and Democrats are going to just fucking roll, and that'll be the end of that. But they can't.
The thing is, they're not willing to take the L.
So
the funny thing is, if they did that, and if they said, this is not our guy, fuck this guy's corrupt, just use anything from January 6th to be like, we can't. Like, we just can't. Look, we love Trump. We love him. We do. Right? We love him. But criminal indictments, we can't. Right? Like, use any excuse you want. Right? To step away from this guy. And he's like, I'm running as an independent. Cool. You will absolutely split the vote, because there are going to be plenty of, like, staunch Republicans who be like, I'm not voting for someone who's not a Republican. Like, they're just not going to do that. Or they never liked Trump anyway, and this is a perfect excuse for them to not do that. They go with a different person. Split the vote, Biden wins again. That being said, if the Republican Party actually had the balls to do it, like, they think, oh, it's going to be decades of loss. No, it's not, dude. In 4 to 8 years, you're back. You just got to clear the party of the crazies. You have to.
Well, the other problem is that it would require a lot of martyrdom on their part, and no one has the political will to fucking martyr themselves for the cause. For as tough as these people profess to be, they're all fucking pussies.
Yeah. Like, there's literally not,
Barack Obama famously, quite literally, fought for the ACA, even though he had advisors around him like crazy telling him,
don't do this.
If you fight for this, you will not get reelected. To which he said, this is why we're here. And if passing this, if the price that I pay for passing this is to not be reelected in 2012, at least I can hold my head up high that we fucking did something great.
Right.
And so which is what we're supposed to be doing. There, that will to pass something that you know will help the country, consequences be damned. That doesn't exist in the Republican Party. And you know why it doesn't exist in the Republican Party? Because everyone saw what happened to fucking George H.W. Bush in the early 90s when he fucking ran on, you know, read my lips, no new taxes. And he's like, shit, we fucking need to roll out some new taxes. And they're like, this is going to fucking kill you. And he's like, I get it, but we don't really have a choice in the matter. Yep. And he knew it was going to fucking cost him dearly, and it did.
Yeah, that's the difference between a statesman and a politician.
Yeah.
Right? Like, look, there's plenty of things in George H.W. Bush's history that I'm not a fan of. Like, all of it. But in that, case, he was doing the thing that was right. And the fucking thing that really sucks is, historically, Democrats did politically what you should have done, which is you fucking hang your opponent for that shit, for going back on their word. But what it did was it ultimately hurt Democrats, because it basically made it so that Republicans then were like, well, we're never raising taxes, no matter what. We want taxes to be negative. We want to just hand money to rich people, right? Because they were so gun-shy after getting destroyed over that we have now made a situation that party is, you cannot move them on the tax issue. And it's because Democrats called him out, and rightfully so. They called him out for hypocrisy, but it ended up kicking them in the face, right?
Yeah.
And hurting the country in general, because now you don't have an entire party who's willing to deal with finances and taxes, tax policy specifically, like adults. They just go, no taxes, no. They don't listen to any details, any facts. It's just like, no new taxes. We said it. We said it in the 80s, we're sticking to it. Like, that's it. They're like children in that way. And it has done more harm than it has done good. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, and look, Democrats couldn't have seen that coming, but it's here, and, like, there's no way to go back on that, which is
funny. But, you don't have that level of will anywhere on the Republican side.
You don't.
I have no doubt that a lot of our Democratic leaders would absolutely go to the fucking floor to get something passed that they truly, truly believe in. But the motive on the right, the operating principle that drives everything they do, is consolidating power. That's it. That's all they fucking do. And so anything that runs counter to that is not going to be part of their fucking platform.
That's
so exactly. You take an L in this election, maybe you even lose both houses of Congress, or maybe you maintain your loss in Congress if that happens. Possibly. You might not even suffer that penalty.
Right.
Very, very possibly. But take the L, rebuild the party, get it back to a normal fucking political party. It takes some suffering, takes some hard work. It's what you thought you were going to have to do anyway after 2012, and then you took a shortcut back to relevancy, and look where it got you now, you dumb fucks.
You're screwed. You're screwed. Yeah. You're totally screwed. Oh, 2024 is going to be crazy. It is going to be
not in a good way.
Not in a fun way. Not like the story that Andy just sent us, Representative Matt Gaetz's ex-girlfriend has been granted immunity in the sex trafficking probe. Now, that's crazy in a fun way. That dude is, as the English would say, proper fucked.
And yet will somehow win re-election in 2022.
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously, right? He will be giving his comments on debate from the local high school playground. But you know, it's okay. It's all right.
If there's anything Republican districts love doing, it is to fucking re-elect Congress people that are under federal indictment. As we saw several times during the Trump administration. Not to call our own people out, Bob Menendez also reelected.
Yeah, dude. New Jersey. What are you doing, yo? That guy should be in jail. Like, in jail.
So not a fully one-sided affair, but there's certainly way more of them than there is on our side.
Yeah, it's like 98-2. Right? Yeah. Like, it's fun. Next up, I mean, look, this is perfect into the idea of the Trump video, right? This title is from The Bulwark. It's long past time to prosecute phony GOP electors. These are people who signed on to say that they were duly recognized, duly elected and qualified electors for president and vice president of the United States of America. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
No, they weren't. They
not
were
only,
lying.
Not only that, not only that, but like if you, if any of you have been, were keeping an eye on Maddow during the latter half of last week, so it's a coordinated effort because all these phony voter elector certifications that came through suspiciously looked identical to all the
I believe
ones.
The term is identical.
but basically, you know, same font, same spacing, same verbiage, all of it was kind of the same, which would suggest that unless massive coincidence that five states just happened to have the same phony electors submit the same document in the same format, that there might have been some coordination happening a little bit higher up the food chain.
That's correct.
As it were. Yeah.
Look, this article is very good. And they actually point out something that I didn't realize. It says, actually, there weren't just five states in which, despite Biden's having won there, Republican pseudo-electors submitted electoral college certifications in support of Trump. There were actually seven. The Republicans in two of those states, however, hedged their bets. The New Mexico certificate was submitted to say, quote, on the understanding that it might later be determined that we are the duly elected and qualified electors.
Yeah.
And then Pennsylvania had a very similar one that said, on the understanding that if, as a result of a final non appealable court order or other proceeding prescribed by law, we are the ultimately recognized as being the duly elected and qualified electors. Yeah, at least they were smart enough to be like,
to put a back door in.
Yeah, maybe. A couple of trap doors there to get themselves out of trouble. But yeah, they were trying this. And this is clearly bullshit. Meanwhile, the other five were like, no, yo, we are the duly elected electors, which is bullshit. That was Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin. So yeah, of course.
It's illegal in every state, by the way, to forge or counterfeit an election return.
Yeah,
FYI.
Turns out, those people should be arrested.
Yeah, and in Arizona, it's a class 3 felony, which requires a minimum of 2.5 years in prison.
Fine with it.
Let's go.
By the way, much like white people in the 90s, I don't believe in mandatory minimums. I think we should give maximum sentences, just like they did to my people in the 90s with a crime bill. Fuck you.
I'm down. Like, you want to ask me if we should give maximum sentences to white collar criminals? Absolutely. It's the only way you can deter the crime, James. If you fucking have these people.
Why do we
That's
even
why
have?
I was told.
I look. As far as I'm concerned, why are we even using the word minimum? Minimum should just mean maximum in this case. Like, the mandatory minimum is the maximum. Like, really?
Did
is that how it works? That's how it works. Go to
did you see the interview with one of the Arizona state senators that signed on to the phony elector
no,
thing?
No.
Oh, it's so good because he was outside like talking to some camera crew and he was like, look, I can't answer this question. Like, if I get this question from this other guy that I know, like, I'll answer it. So, but I can't answer it. And then he starts to walk away. And the other reporter that he was talking about, like, walks right up and basically just asks him the same question. And so, like, he was sitting there and he basically, so what he said is, well, you know, he's like, why did you sign your name? Like who came up with the strategy to sign your guys' name to this document? And he was like, well, you know, he's like the party had made all the decisions, like, which I'm not him. Like, so you'd have to talk to them. And he's like, yeah, but I want to know how you heard about it. Like, how did you hear about this plan that you guys were going to do? And he's like, again, you need to talk to the party. Like, they're the ones that made the plan. He's like, yeah, but I'm asking how you heard about it. And he's like, again, you got to talk to the party. He's like, you need me to ask the party if you got a phone call about like hearing about the plan. Like, that doesn't really make any sense. Yeah. Like, is that really what you're going with?
I need
to ask them to tell me how you heard about this thing when you could just tell me how you heard about it, because that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking why did you come up with a plan. I'm just asking how did you hear about it.
He's like, ah, I gotta go.
he literally did. Like, he just scooted off. Basically,
did he actually throw down a Batman style smoke pellet and run off? Like, it's funny, right? Because part of this, you know, part of it's obvious, which is, like right. you said, there is clearly some level of coordination. Likely coordination.
I don't think you have to preface with likely. Like, it's
I'm just trying to be nice, Brad.
I get that circumstantial evidence is not evidence. Yeah. But there's a saying in Chicago, Jay, that that once is happenstance, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action. And this shit happened five times.
I mean, that's as many times as Booker T has been the WCW champion. Like,
that's true. Five times.
Just to make it palatable for you wrestling fans. There's that aspect, right? Which is like the coordination part. There's also the idea of these people were, again, like, if you believe in what reality and your candidates believe, you wouldn't go out of your way to cheat and lie. And they do every time. Anytime this shit comes up, they're like, well, I mean, we're fake electors. We don't need to debate. We got all, like, do you ever think to yourself, damn, why are we doing all this lying if we're supposed to be the truth? like why does that continue to happen? It seems bizarre to me. But these people, like, look, this goes back to what we talked about with the Oath Keepers. Snag these people up. Bulwark is right. High time we stopped bullshitting. Snag these people up and roll them. These are low-level people, man. They're just electors. These are just the people in the states who, like, want to think they're a part of it. Ah, I'm a part of the Republican Party.
Yeah, they will fucking squeal like the proverbial pig if you fucking levy some serious shit at them. Absolutely.
I'd be like, look, you're going to jail for 10 years. Oh, Donald Trump Jr. emailed me. Here's the email. Let me forward that shit to you. Like, they're not going. I'm just joking about that. I'm not saying Donald Trump Jr. is involved in this, but they will 100% roll on anybody because to save their skin. They're low. These are low. This is easy. This is easy work. Snag these people up, roll them up to whoever the fucking AG is in that state or whoever it was who told them that this shit was okay. It's probably someone who's head of the Republican Party in Michigan or wherever state it is and light their ass up over this. Get the fuck out of here.
Even if they're not low in the totem pole, there's no honor amongst thieves.
None,
dude.
You
know this. Like, these people will do anything to save their own skin.
That's right.
Fucking anything.
Yep. So, go ahead.
And again, like, if you, as many people have said, and this reigns true, if you don't fucking come down with the hammer now, all you're doing is letting them know, all right, next time we just got to be a little bit better at it and nothing's going to happen to
us.
That's it. Like, this was an audition.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This was an audition. But yeah, look, these folks are, they are 100% willing to, they're willing to throw democracy to the fucking, to the fire if they think they can get this shit across. The best way to push them back is to go, I will throw your ass in jail. And they're like, oh shit, this is real? This is super real? Nah, fuck that. They don't want no parts of that, dude. Again, these are local people who were just trying. They're hardcore Republicans, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a hardcore Republican. I mean, I fundamentally disagree with everything that you believe, I'm sure.
Sorry, I'm not agreeing with you there. There is nothing wrong with being a fucking hardcore Republican. You're a fucking sociopath if you are.
Again, fine. Tripling down on cynicism for Brad. But like, if you want to believe like that horseshit, that's fine. But what is not okay is to lie and be a fake electorate and basically throw democracy into a tailspin, right? Like, we remember during the 2020 election, what was it, Michigan, where those like couple of certifiers were like, "We ain't certifying shit. Fuck Joe Biden. We ain't doing nothing." And people were like,
"We will certify Wayne County, but not Detroit. Detroit, but everyone else around Detroit is fine."
And what happened? Their addresses got leaked, and people were like, "Oh, word, that's what you're gonna do?" And they were like, we're going to go ahead and certify that. Yeah motherfucker, I know you are. Yeah, because you were talking all that bullshit until somebody was like, we'll come to your fucking house. Stop fucking around. It wasn't we were going to come to your house and like kick your ass to because you didn't lie. No, we will come and kick your ass because you are lying and you're not telling the truth. And so they immediately like, look, these are small people. They don't want none of that. And they were all like, yeah, Trump, Trump, Trump. Until it was like, no, this is now your problem. They were like, oh, this is our problem? No, fuck that. No, that's the big boys' problem. That's not our problem. You deal with it on a larger scale. Get us the fuck out of there. And that's the point. Like, if you put the screws to these people who are doing corrupt shit locally, they will roll up. They don't want these problems, dude. They don't. So, look, you know these electorates. You know the people. Like, look, it's not like you don't know who they are. You got their names. They're signed on the dotted line. Cool. We're going to bring your ass in. Tell me what you know. Let me give you the phone numbers and text messages of all the assholes who told me to do this shit. Yeah. Here you go. They don't want these problems.
And if only we could get these people out of power by democratic means, like that'd be fucking great. Too bad that state legislatures are more gerrymandered than fucking federal legislations are
right
now. So, public pressure is the only way, unfortunately.
It is. And look,
sucks, but you know, these are the cards that they decide to deal with. So this is the hand that we have to play.
And look, it is what it is, man. I do not give a shit. Fuck these people, dude. Roll their ass up. Roll them up. Look, you got to treat the entire Republican Party like a mob. Because they are.
I mean, it basically is. Let's get real. Like, it's basically an organized crime family at this point.
Yeah, it is.
With one fucking dude at the head.
Yep. And they got a shitty crime lawyer. Fucking Rudy Giuliani. Yeah,
listen, so they've got the loud fucking incompetent son in Don Jr.
Yeah, I'm not stupid, like they say. I'm smart. I know things.
No. Eric's the Fredo.
No, dude. No, he's not. Yo, no, he's not. Don't disrespect Eric like that. Eric's an idiot. Don Jr.'s dumber than Eric. He is.
But Sonny was kind of dumb too because he was too hot-headed. I feel like Don Jr.'s got the Sonny energy, and then Ivanka's like Michael. Basically, like she's lying low. She's like, I don't need to be in the family business. And then she's going to run for office one day. And then all of a sudden, like, she's going to be the fucking head of the family.
All right. Yeah. You're making a lot of good points, Brad.
She'll probably murder Eric. Like, she'll probably have someone murder Eric at some point.
Yeah. No, that seems about right.
Don Jr. will piss somebody off by, like, sleeping around and someone will, like, murder him. So, like you know what the word, like, you know, like, an opposing family will. The DeSantis crime family will murder Don Jr. to send a message to Donald Trump.
Don Jr. sleeps with the fishes. Oh my god. Donald Trump is like, who? I don't have him listening in my cell phone, so I don't really give a shit. Who gives a shit? Yeah, you're making a lot of good points. That's probably accurate, actually.
Tiffany's the fucking Connie character. She's like not really there. She just kind of exists.
Yeah, she just shows up, sings her little song, like a bird. And then that's it. Oh, remember when they tried to use her as like the stopgap for like gay rights? She was drunk giving that speech, and everyone's like, "This seems weird." Like, she was like, "I don't want to be here. I hate everything." My siblings.
Does that mean like Jared's gonna eventually do like a face turn? Like, is Jared gonna somehow? Like prevent Ivanka from having another child magically, and just like, it was an abortion, Ivanka, an abortion. It's evil.
I'm waiting for Jared's face turn. I am slightly waiting for it, because I think if shit goes down and like they start all like really getting in trouble, I think Jared's gonna be like, I'm not even, dude. I'm married into this. These are not my people. Like, Big Jared is in Saudi Arabia. I got nothing to do with these people. Like, nah. You don't even hear about Jared Kushner anymore. Like, you don't. Like, quite literally, you hear nothing about him anymore. That dude was like, I'm so happy Trump is not president anymore. They don't want him to be president. I guarantee you, outside of Don Jr., none of those people really want him to be president again. Like, of his family. Maybe Eric.
Probably not.
I bet Ivanka doesn't. She's like, yo, you fucking up my brand. Like, I could be selling cheap shoes made in China to these dumb MAGA wives, but you're fucking it up. Don Jr. is a true believer, right? He wants his father's appreciation and admiration so badly. He just believes anything Trump says. Eric, I don't know. Everyone thought Eric was a dumb one. He's dumb, but Don Jr. is like real dumb. He's like dumb, dumb. And like, I'm sure Jared is like, I'm hell into crime. So I'm just like, I'm over here doing my crime shit. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you think his wife? What's her fucking name? Jesus. I can't remember Trump's wife's name. Melania. You think Melania wants to be back in the White House? No, definitely, dude.
Fucking not.
Fuck.
Really, like the Godfather comparison is like just coming to play because I'm really trying to will into existence like Trump sitting on like a fucking pool deck down in Mar-a-Lago, like chasing Barron around or something. I'm like, let's play a catch, Dad. He's like, all right. And then like he sits down and then like he fucking has a heart attack and like a Big Mac falls out of his hands and he just fucking like keels over on the ground. Like that would be fucking amazing.
I mean, I think what you're describing is the show image. That's what you're saying. That may be what you're describing. Just saying. Next up, everybody's favorite solo debater, John Ossoff, unveils a bill to ban stock trading by lawmakers and their immediate families.
Good.
Yeah, I this seems like the easiest slam dunk of all time.
Well, you would think so, except that there are some very staunch opponents of it, and maybe not who you would think, or maybe exactly who you would think.
It's exactly who I would think. Look, I don't hate Nancy Pelosi. I don't, but I think Nancy Pelosi is an incredibly accomplished politician who sometimes does a really bad job of reading the room, like real bad. The Ban Congressional Stock Trading Act, introduced by John Ossoff and Mark Kelly, shout out to Mark Kelly, would amend the Ethics in Government Act of 1978 to require members of Congress, their spouses, and dependent children to place certain investments into a blind trust or divest them, ensuring they don't profit from privileged information obtained on Capitol Hill. I hear this bill. I like it. I would not have stopped at Congress. I would not have stopped at Congress.
No,
I would have said Congress and up, dude. Like, or anybody who is appointed, like you got to have a, like, fine. You could even say Congress and up, right? Like Congress, SCOTUS, anybody in the executive, judicial, or legislative branch, right? Like, you're done. Because I think if you're telling people about, like, you can't do investments, that crushes Trump going into 2024. He don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want it. He don't want it. And that was one of the biggest reasons why he ran. It's because he could bullshit you on taxes, and then he could bullshit you on his business. Like,
so. But again, I mean, ultimately, it's a nice message, Bill. It's not going to pass through.
Fuck no.
It's not going to pass through the Senate. It would take a monumental wave of pressure to even get it brought up in the House. Because again, Nancy Pelosi is not inclined to want to bring it up herself. So it would take pretty much the entire caucus being like, now you're going to fucking do it. Let's fucking go. But I like where his head's at. I like where John Ossoff and Mark Kelly sponsored this bill as well, which would be pretty dope.
Look, I think it's so funny because everybody was not sure that these two guys were going to have the impact and be as good as they were. But I think Ossoff and Warnock were fucking great pickups. Like, they really, really were great pickups for the Dems. Look, this is easy. This is easy. This is like, dude, look, Pelosi, you're getting ready to retire. Fucking pass this shit and move on. Like, you got bank. While you've been in
honestly,
office, right?
That's the biggest disappointment that I've had with everything that's going on is we've talked a lot about, you know, about democracy reform, haven't done anything yet. We've talked, you know, about getting checks in people's hands, which work great, and, you know, Build Back Better, which is stalled thanks to, you know, two fucks in the Senate. We haven't, they haven't really
Excuse me, one fuck in future president.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, gotta specify that. We really haven't talked about any anti-corruption stuff, which to me is like political malpractice, considering the 4 years that we endured before Joe Biden became the president. And again, this is why you and I were fucking riding hard for Elizabeth Warren, because she wouldn't let this shit lie.
No, yo, never.
But this is the kind of shit that you need to concentrate on as well, because you can get a lot of fucking grifters out of the way if they can't financially enrich themselves.
That's right.
While they're sitting in office.
Like, you have to make sure that these fucking assholes aren't just making bank. Like, you have to make sure of it. Because once you take away the idea of just, like, we getting that stock money, once you take that away, yeah, it's just not as appealing.
Well, and that's the thing that drives me nuts. It's like, the stock thing should be easy. Because
it should be,
notice that the stock legislation doesn't talk about lobbying. Like that's like the next step would be to bar, you know, people leaving Congress from, you know, lobbying for X amount of years afterwards. But you could easily fucking take your investments, either put them in a blind trust or put them in just like a fucking Roth and just let that shit grow for as long as you want to sit in Congress. And then, A, you'll be compelled to not stay there forever, which I think is a good thing.
Yep.
And B, there'll be some lobbying firm on the fucking other side for you with open arms, ready to, and probably in your ear anyway while you're there, regardless. Like, even though you can't profit right away, like, you can certainly profit down the road if you wanted to. So, but yeah, no.
This seems like an easy win, man. An easy, easy win. But we'll see. I hope so, and
you might get bipartisan support, because Republicans have floated something similar to this in the past. Kevin McCarthy is like teasing that if they take back the House that they would consider doing this, which I don't fucking believe for a second.
Bullshit.
But whatever. Apparently, Josh Hawley has.
I did see that. Yeah, he's on board
to rein in insider trading. So,
yeah. Look, how many times are you going to get Josh Hawley and John Ossoff on the same fucking, and Mark Kelly on the same platform, right? Like, yeah, that they agree on this. This is the time to do it, right? Like, look, I think Josh Hawley is a piece of shit, right? Like, but if he is okay with this, I actually agree with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it's, like, I mean, and again, you don't have to, like, fucking like Josh Hawley, but if he's going to be a temporary ally to help you get something that would be genuinely good for a Congress, then you fucking ride with Josh Hawley for a couple weeks and then kick Josh Hawley to the fucking curb.
Yeah,
he's a filthy insurrectionist.
Yeah, like, don't worry. This guy's a piece of shit. Like, he will disappoint you. Don't worry.
But he's gonna help us do this one thing that we think is cool. So
yeah, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I think it's to me. Killing stock trading for the immediate families and for the actual people sitting in Congress should be an absolute fucking layup. But
it should be a layup and should be easy to do, because again, you can literally point to insider trading scandals that have rocked Congress over the past several decades. It's not exactly an uncommon thing.
It is not.
It happens constantly.
Yep.
Fucking happens constantly. You can point to fucking dumb bitch that got voted out in Georgia last election, whose name I don't even remember right now.
Yeah,
who was basically buying the remote work stock market. Yeah, and you can point to fucking Rand Paul getting rich off of fucking COVID treatments and shit like that before the fucking pandemic hit, and all sorts of other shit. It's right fucking there. Tom Price, like, got fucking drummed out of the cabinet because of an insider trading scandal that he was involved in while he was in Congress. Like, it's not an uncommon problem. It's a really easy problem to fix, and you should absolutely fucking fix it. It's low hanging fruit. I don't think it would be that hard.
It is. It is it's very much low hanging fruit. So, yeah, that's it for us. Anything else besides Matt Gaetz is definitely going to fucking prison, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Wouldn't it be great if before we recorded next that he got like an indictment came down. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Come on, come on, come on.
That'd be so fucking great.
Dude, like emergency episode. Just us laughing. That's it. That's all the recording. It's just I'll read the headline and then we'll just laugh and then just sign off.
And listeners will be like, oh, crab rave. No, no, no. We saved the crab rave from when that gets convicted.
Oh,
the crimes.
Yeah, yeah. An indictment is not enough. Otherwise we'd be doing a fucking crab rave, 11 crab raves in a row for the other people. No. When those fuckers get convicted, that's a fucking crab rave. So all right. Or die. Incidentally, it's also fine. Like, crab raves are really for people who die, but like convictions.
Man, what if we get a prominent asshole conservative death in the next week? That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, there's one that might be happening. It's going into my lungs. Oh, is it Glenn? Oh no. Oh no. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, remember when he was reasonable for like 7 days,
dude? I was like, what is even now? He's like, you know, maybe this Trump guy is not the best option. I'm like, yo, I agree with Glenn Beck. What is going on? And then he was like, he converted. I don't know, was he at one point one of the people playing Colonel Sanders in a commercial? Because like he started looking like him, like during his like reasonable section.
I don't think he was. There was like, they got some just like insane actors to play Colonel Sanders in some of those fucking commercials.
It's like Norm MacDonald. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, fucking George Hamilton, Jason Alexander.
Yeah. Like, I didn't just understand nonsense. What was going on there, but I enjoyed it. And then, so Glenn Beck was doing his own, I guess, KFC thing. And then he, like, went crazy again. I was like, oh, he's back with the fucking chalkboards.
The chalkboard.
Nutcase. So,
fuck that guy.
Yeah, I think he's unvaccinated, and he's saying how COVID is like really wrecking his shit. So, I don't know, man. Fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll see. I hope he makes a speedy end of whatever the process is. Recovery? Sure.
You might say that he'll go down in a blaze of glory, Jay.
I would not say that, Brad. I would not say that. I refuse to say that. But that's pretty good. Fucking ridiculous. All right. That's it for us. We will see you guys next week. Or sooner rather than later. I don't know, depending on what's happening. Things are starting to move at a clip, which is kind of fun. All right. We will see you guys probably next week. Later.